There are 96 facilities that store ammonium nitrate in Texas. 46 of those store the volatile fertilizer in wood structures. Texas State Fire Marshal Chris Connolly says that's got to change.
But make out of concrete, stone, or metal. Those things that don't burn. So it isolates, you pull that out of that combustible structure. You build its own standalone bin. You keep vegetation away from it, what have you.
The West Fertilizer Company had 20 tons of ammonium nitrate stored in wood containers last April. Investigators say the supply was detonated by a fire, though they're not sure how that started yet. The ensuing explosion killed 15 people, injured over 200, and left a crater 93 feet wide by 10 feet deep. Connolly said that facilities that store fertilizer could also install a sprinkler system in lieu of building a non-flammable structure, as long as it prevents fires.
This ammonium nitrate is pretty stable in its normal state. And as long as you keep fire and those things that could catch on fire away from it so it doesn't travel and get to that bin, you've largely fixed the problem.
In his testimony to the Texas House Committee on Homeland Security, Connolly said facilities should be given 3 years to accumulate funds and update their structures. Donnie Dipple is the president of the Texas Agricultural Industries Association. He says investigators don't have a clear understanding of what exactly started the fire, so the proposed regulations are premature.
It's just the puzzle. What happened? You know, what caused this? Without that answer, it's hard to make corrections to best management plans or write regulations or anything. You know, without that answer.
It's unclear how these regulations would be implemented at this point. The Democratic chairman of the committee, Joe Pickett from El Paso, says he's not going to push for a statewide revision of the fire code. Counties with more than 250,000 people are allowed to adopt their own fire codes. McLennan County has more than 250,000 people, but no fire code. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.